لا 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 سبحان الله، ربنا فضلك كذا كذا يعني مفتوح لفضل because of the sound of the chiseling خايف. So who's خايف؟ The Balaburi. Am I? Why is Balaburi خايف؟ He was carrying it. Let's say it wasn't his fault. The chisel caused it. Did I just translate it right? Not exactly. We're not saying it wasn't his fault. It might be his fault. He was negligent for leaving that burial. But we should say the courier was Goyame. And therefore, the onus of responsibility is on the courier. And he's the one, actually, he's the one that caused it for him. And he's the one that has to pay. Now, obviously, the courier doesn't have to pay because the courier is gone. So, Balaburi should be off the hook. That's a question of the Balaburi should be off the hook, right? Sure. Why is Balaburi should why should be off the hook?
Because he wasn't causing it. The sound would startle the animal that made the animal fall in.
Right. And therefore?
Therefore, according to Rabban. Before we get to Rabban and
So therefore,
he's
why?
Because he didn't cause, he was not the cause of the animal falling in.
He was, he made the pit.
No, but had there not been a sound, the animal, because it's a cat animal, wouldn't have fallen in, but for the sound that caused it, the startled it to make it fall in.
We're not talking about the cat, we're talking about Harish as well.
If it's a Harish, then it's going to be.
We're talking about Harish as well. So why is the Balaburi? Why are we asking the Balaburi should be part of? Migrations from the land. Who is a grammar? Is a grammar. Everybody's really grown. Everybody's really grown.
Right?
There's something more than that. We're looking for my third suggestion cases. Why should the Bible be popular? That's what we're looking for.
So, according to Rashi, he's got a cause and first cause.
He's the one instigating. Comes around to instigate. Comes to instigate. And comes to date says.
There was a pasuk.
There's a pasuk of a pasuk. The pasuk says an offal. As you be rule it fell naturally. So that's what we're looking for. There's my big distraction thesis here about why we've got a tzad the Balaburi should be called. Either because he wasn't an instigator, or because it's a pasuk that says it's pasuk. So put on to the courier. Says the Gemara, I don't know. This Mishnah says the Balaburi is chayiv is going to be nosim. Dama Balaburi is ekiyavi. You don't look after the instigator, you don't have a possibility to tell saying the potter. The fact that the boy damaged the shoy is a reason for the Balaburi to be liable. Okay, so why does he have to pay the whole thing? Why not half? It was this other person who pushed it in. There wasn't about a courier. So why is it about a boy you have to pay the whole thing?
About the board?
Mishnah says about a boy has to pay the whole thing. So we have the question, why is it about a boy have to pay anything if the courier has to pay? So we said that we're going to have not send the whole thing about a boy did do something. So it's a partner between the courier and about a boy. So why does he have to pay the whole thing? Well, Isaac and Al,
because the Kriya should have nothing to do with it.
Okay, but at the end of the day, they work together. The Kriya did have something to do with it. It was a factor. The person who chiseled did make the noise, which made the animal fall in. So, right, that's a grammar, and therefore he won't have to pay, but at least he was a partner. So, he's got it all. So, why does the Balaburi have to pay the partner's part?
So, when we find him dead on the floor of the board, so then that's the status that it was found in.
Very good, very good. No, right? That's the Shittur of Nosson. The Shittur of Nosson is that you can't claim from the from one partner, then the other partner needs to pay. Dom is adding that here's a special case with, for some reason, even more reason why the Balaburi has to pay, because as you find it, it's in the boy, for some reason, it's more of a reason why the Balaburi has to pay, right? So that's answer. So, in order to get to the psychological, we have to somehow make it that the Balaburi was involved in the damaging, and not just that, and he has to also pay the other person's part. Right? Very good. So we're not saying, let's see that inside. Second clause. Whatever you can't pay from one, you pay from the other. Okay, good. So let's see the time. Because the Brayton said that. Show you Shadokha and Tzchavei the boy. That was a show that pushed another show into the boy. Into the boy. Bala show you Chayev. Bala boy potter. The Bala show you Chayev. The Bala boy is potter. So why is the Bala boy potter? As you just said, because he was an instigator. Or because he got passed in the Torah. How much is the Bala show you Chayev for? Quarter.
Everything.
Yeah, I call it. Right? So very good. So Bala Sheikh is hyped out with the whole thing of his instigator, or he's hyped to pay his half.
Where do we see in the Torah that one is out to get the pay for making noise?
You're not because you're a drama. But so you are the instigator, you know, what would that? That's what you're asking.
Shouldn't be that part of the equation at all.
Huh?
Okay, because where's the proof that he should be part of the equation?
He caused
not my way of dying. He's making noise, so I collect make noise. Where's the Torah say, don't make noise to startle an animal, otherwise the kind of part of this damage?
Who says he was not making noise? He was in the pit, taking out the thing. He wasn't inside that spirit.
Now I can make a pit. That's it. Make noise.
Oh. It's because of what he was doing. It was a girl. Of course, it's for that. Why shouldn't he be awesome? Suddenly the drama. Causing damage. Why should they not be awesome?
That would be something that's permissible to them. Making these noises.
There are some other things, but you know, there wasn't going to have somebody chiseling in the pit, somebody who's doing some refurbishing at home, which he was allowed to do. That's what I'm saying. The rationale is the job that the person was inside, and therefore it was also for him to do it.
And then that's the reason why we went to Mechaim, because it was also trained to perform this act of Chayim, so therefore he can be void. I mean, if I stood by this animal outside, not even in the pit, and I'm going all horned, I'll show you. And it's normal with the animal when we have this discussion.
Yeah.
We would. Why? Yeah. I'm allowed to do that.
Right. Because, like we know, if you say boo to someone, it's also in your shrine. You're allowed to say boo. You're not. If he's going to create something down
here, you'll do it.
No.
So I didn't do it directly. What's
the difference if it's directly? If you're doing something in the street where animals are walking by, it's something you have to expect. So why shouldn't they have to take it into account? You kind of say, if I'm doing sponge in my house, I'm washing everyone, I have to wash my garden, right? I have to wash my porch. The water is splashing everyone down to something outside. It's awesome. Why? No, I was allowed to do it. No, you're not. You're right, you have to do things. You have to take into account certain other things that the people walking by take all into account. So why should it be allowed?
You're creating a change of natural.
Yeah, right? That's a legal term, right? But he's quite right. You're doing an act where you have to, there's things around you, have to take them into account. You don't live in a bubble. Sponge you can understand, washing a porch you can. There's no difference. It's really no difference. So Mela so it's also him to do it, it's good to him, he should be the one to pay, but it's a grumpy, he doesn't have to pay. But since the Balaboy is also involved in the damage, so he has to pay his, and also the other person's side. And now we're talking about the Bala Show here. We moved on to the Bala Show, pushing the Bala Show in. So the Bala Show is there, everything comes to Chomim, either comes to Rashi, everything comes to its behalf. And the Bala Bay is possible, either because he wasn't instigated or because there's a possible. Then there came Rav Nosson and said, what did he say? Rav Nosson, amen. Very old, everyone got the place. About two thirds of the way down. Second first row of the line is Potter.
Yeah.
Very nice. Then last name, Bala Show Michelle Mefta, Bala Show Boy Michelle Mefta. Why?
Partners.
The Bala Show was involved, and the Bala Boy was involved, so partners. Okay, faith in God, a tiny loss of name, Balabim San Gimel, Kalakim of Balashe, Via. That it's not like that. The Balabim pays three quarters, not half, and the Balashe pays a quarter, not half. The Kasha of the town of the Moy is a difference. If the show is a town, then he pays
three quarters. Well, the Balashe pays three quarters, and the Balashe pays
quarter. Right, if the show is a town, then the show town pays a quarter. And if it was a mud, then the show would be the half. I think you might not understand. That's very good to explain the show, but why should the Balabai have to pay more? Make some. What is going on here? If you're going to say each one is causing the etim is liable for 100% of the damage, he's telling the Balabai pays three quarters. That means he's paying more than 50% of the damage. How can that be possible? Must be because you're going to say each one really did 100% of the damage. Okay, so he can pay more than 50% because he did more than 50%. But then why we don't understand, why is the show town paying quarter? I'm Michelle Cargo, each one to pay half. The show town pays half of what he damaged, which is half. So why should he pay a quarter? He did 100% of the damage, he did 100% of the damage. So just like the Balaboy, it's possible to pay more than 50% because he did more than 50%. The Showtime also did more than 50%. How much did the Showtime do? 100%. So what's half of 100%? 50%. So Showtime did 50%. So why is he only paid 25%? Big Saba. Hi, Palgate Zikovic. And if you hold, then no. Since a partner, we look at the liability, each one's only liable for 50%. So Bala Show only pays 25. Why 25? Because that's half of what he's liable for, which is half of 15. So then why is the Bala Boy paying more? The Bala Boy should have Palgate. Bala Boy should only pay half. And the Bala Show will pay you, Rivia. And the Igor, Rivia. And then the remaining quarter, Mofsid and Nizik should lose out. So that's the most question. I don't understand what's going on. The Balaboy on one hand is paying more than 50%. Sounds like we're saying that the Balaboy did more than the 50%, did 100% of the damage. That's why he can pay more than 50%. If so, then the show should pay 50%. Because show town pays 50% of what he damaged. What did he damage? 100. Half of 100 is 50. And if you're going to tell me that, no, the Showtime pays 25 because he only damaged 50%. Well, then also the Balaboy only damaged 50%. Why is the Balaboy paying more than 50%? That's the question we're going to ask. Omar Robo, Robo said, yeah, we lost in the Daino. We lost him as the Daino. Well, he really did that. The Noch is the Unka the Dine. He managed to go down to the Unik the Dine. To the depth of the din. No long song. You should know each one does 100% of the damage. High quality they got it, high quality they got it. Each one does 100% of the damage. And the cash are not. So what's the question? If each one does 100%, what's the cash?
It
should be 50-50. The show time should be 50. No. The cash on channel high value like target. It should know how many bad show the bala boy. Bah show can say the bala boy should for so you my honey. What's the difference to me? What did I gain by having you as a partner? Had I done it all on my own, how much would I have to pay? 50. And now you're a partner, so what did I gain by it? So if I have the value of partner, should cut up my chay in half. So that's fine, 325. And the bottom boy pays the remaining thing. That was the cash. Why should the bottom boy pay the remaining thing? Why can't the bottom boy say the same thing? Should have said my honey. Now that I don't know why I'm going to pay 100%. Now that I've got a partner, I should only pay 50%. Why is he paying 75 and he pays 25? That was the big cash. And we saw in chats and I'm in effect. I was so excited about this one. I've asked numerous people. I didn't get a good answer. But nobody comes up with an answer. But the Beit Taperet starts as a chiddush. That the Shoritam doesn't pay half of what he damaged. The Shoritam pays half of what a Mu'ud pays. A Mu'ud, who has a partnership with someone else, only pays 50%. And Shaitan comes along and tells the Torah says, whatever move we're about to pay, he only has to pay half of that. That's why he gets kicked out to 25%. So now, since he only has to pay 25%, does that mean more than how much would he have to pay? 50%. He only has to pay 25%. And now the Balabari has to pay the remaining thing.
So why is it being described in terms of sifas? I mean, what?
Very good.
What you just said, it makes total logic. It's not a matter of a commitment to like a partner in crime.
Excellent. I'm not saying good has to fit in the world. So first of all, I have to say that if had he been on his own, how much would he have to pay? Had he been on his own, he would have been 100%. No, it's a show of time.
No, that's 100%.
Yeah, 100%. There hasn't been on the document only had to pay 50 because he's a show of time. So now, so he's saying the word should for so if I had enough. So you're asking, why should that drop me down to another 50%, right? So I mean, if the parent adds in a word, it means Tamusi Bishut for so if I had enough. I mean, it's like this. I'm looking at it, there is a partner here. Had I been a Murid, it would have been 50. That's the first line. Should for so if I had enough. Had I been a Murid, it would have only been 50. And now that the time, it gets down to 25. So you add to that word in the Gemara, should to so the to the so. Yeah, it's not so. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. But I was like, yeah, there's a few big time of the that. But Asana Hakir, it's a word for a question which is in logic, not so much in Rahamaisa. It's what? Does the Shoytan pay 50% of what he damaged, or does he pay 50% of what he would damage? What Mu'ud is chayv. Does the Shoytan pay 50% of what he damaged, or does he pay 50% of what a Mu'ud would pay for? So, everyone, like, when you think about it, there's no difference, because the Shoytan Mu'ud pays 100%. So 50% of what he damaged is the same as half of what a Shoytan Mu'ud does. Right? So it's just, it sounds like a very interesting abstract hakira. What is an afkamina? Do you pay 50% of what you damage, or do you pay 50% of what more would pay? What's the difference? Here's the difference. This is the difference. Maybe you're going to pay 50% of what you damage, or you damage 100%. So you should only pay 50%. You shouldn't pay 25%, you should pay 50%. Yeah, the partner, okay, so we'll drop it down somewhat. We'll divide up the extra between two partners. There's no reason why she goes to 25%. However, the lawyer is not dropped down by 50%, they're by 25%. So this guy also should only drop his liability to go 25%. But if the pshat is that Shoytan pays 50% of what a Murid would pay, had he been a Murid, how much would he have paid? 50. Shoytan pays 50% of that. Shoytan pays 50% of what he would have paid had he been a Murid. Had he been a partner with somebody else, he would have only paid 50%. So he pays 50% of that, which goes down to 25%. Oh, Chakir. Something to do. You meet your yeshiva lot, you can do it.
Okay. If it's sure that they're pushing a bit tough and not being worth very much at all,
that is true. That's a factor which is true. That's because the Torah says you claim it from the animal itself, the animal's not worth it.
Which means that the animal
you're
paying, in that case,
we're paying
well
into it. A lot more. Yeah. Okay, so that's the first chapter. Ibo Yisema, the second chapter of the Gemara. Lo Ilam Ksava. Now, here's the biggest finish that we learned last week. Lo Ilam Ksava. Hi, Palgezi Gobel, hi, Palgezi Gobel. I hope you got this. If you don't, please shout. We're up to the sixth wide line in the Nungiram and Aleph. First word on the line is Balashu. Ibo is Eman.
That's at the
end. Hi, Palgezi Gobel. Ibo is Eman. Hi, Palgezi Gobel, hi, Palgezi Gobel. Each one only 50%. And now we understand why the show's time only pays 25%. The cash at all. Why is the Balaboy pay more than what he did? With the other court, he should lose. Who should lose?
The damaged party.
The damaged party, the show that got damaged, should lose out of his quarter, his other quarter. Mishum Dome! Balaboy. The Barashoi, which Barashoi? The one that got married. Says the Baraboy, Anom, to Roy, the Birchoishka, he said, I found my ox in your pit. I've done it before. After that, there's all I'm concerned, your boy killed it. My decision is to run me, Mishtalmer, whatever I can get from the other party, I'll try to claim. And my destiny is to run me, whatever I can't, Mishtalmer, you will have to pay. The Chidush Kodim, Maui. He only did 50% of the damage. He's only liable for 50% of the damage, but because the boy was the show was found in his pit, he has to pay more than that, which Kamavan needs Havana. And we had Havana with two Malcolm and Tesis. One of the two Malcolm and Tesis. No? Did Malcolm and Tesis have it?
What was closer on the first one?
First time Malcolm and Tesis was. The Baraboy is considered 100% of the liability. The Baraboy shows any height. A show is considered needed. 50% of the boy is considered 100%. And the first one, Jason, therefore, the Baraboy is really 100% liable. And therefore, you get dropped down to 75%. And the Baraboy is considered if you did 100%, he's liable 100%.
That's what we call it. Because it wouldn't have to be 100%.
This is going to explain why we look at the Balan Bori as if he is more liable than when a show pushes in. You said the explanation last time that the animal was all alive and kicking until it actually hit itself on the floor. So the pitters were actually did the killing act. And therefore, he is considered as if he's 100% liable. That's what you said.
I would say, I said a thing different of that.
The Baraboy, he was the one that actively did something wrong. He dug that pit, actively doing something which was a matter. And the Shoy, all he did wrong was he didn't look after his Shoy. He didn't make this puzzle. He had the Shoy, which he didn't look after well. So there's a person there who just didn't look after his Shoy, and the person who actively went ahead and made the puzzle. Somebody who made the mazik is 100% liable. Somebody who it just didn't look after his show and that show damaged together with someone else is only 50% liable.
Even though it's his mom, it's an extension of him.
With all due respect, right? Your house is not you. Huh? Right? It's your mom and you have to look after it, right?
Isn't there? I thought there was a distinction between someone who's deficient in a shmira versus a different view, because shmira.
There was, but we're not at the beginning of Bobby Cameron.
Yeah.
There's a shade of why you always try to show the damage. Is it? Because you didn't look after it. Or is it because it's your money?
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's still on you. It's a bit different.
Okay. Okay.
So, but here, somebody actively went and made the mazik. He made the boy. So that he is considered 100% liar. Somebody just didn't look after his show, he's only considered 50% liable when there was a partnership. But that was, Joseph didn't say what it was. That was either my shot or the other shot, it wouldn't make a difference. But as he says, the shot is that boy is 100% liable for damage, and his show when he has a partner is only 50% liable. So maybe we understand why the battle boy has to pay more. But Joseph says it's not the shot, it's beautiful. More elsewhere, that's not the shot.
Well, also, okay.
Yeah, it's not the shot. The shot's not because the battle boy is more liable. In the Barashoy. They're both equally liable. So what's the job? Why is the Baraboy have to pay more? I can't know the Avon more. Avon means that was the common there. Although I won't say, since it looks like he did the Gemara Ezek, since it looks as if that, therefore they put the onus on him. I can't do Avon, so I can keep shout. They're kind of going to bottom and put their list on you. So some of them, if we met those folks, oh, you go, you're on, it's not logical. To come and do that one.
Yeah. The first thought, though, about saying that he's 100% liable, that's when, contrary to what the Gemara says, we're starting with the presumption, and we're starting that they're 50-50. So how can you say that they're 100?
Right, very good. Look into it. Please ask that. Jesus in the learn of Sova. The higher we. Well, you read Serena Farish. You see, it's the first one in the line is Shizik. You see, not see you there.
Shizik, yeah. So before. Yeah.
This is the pshat of the Gemara. Hi, palge zik ovid the alma. In a different case, if you have a partnership, then the two shvarim are considered 50% of the damage. Sheziku. Our hacha vahei v'shoy shadocha chavei l'boy haboy kulei l'ikol. So he's finding the Gemara to me. The Gemara says each one did 50%. It means each one had a both in shvarim did 50%. But in actual fact, the shoy of the boy did more. That's a fact. Yeah. You were stuck with the discussion. Until the Gemara takes it, and then it's a kind of a since the show was found in that boy, it looks as if the boy did it, he has to pay more. Even though, actual fact, you only need 15 cents.
So, according to the first chat, this is the rice of peer, and according to the second, it's a run in the quarter. Is there nothing in the level?
Is there nothing in the
level? I don't know whether it's rice or run.
No.
No.
I agree that one also the same thing. Yeah. So, that is the up to the end of the Gemara with this thesis. So let's go through these questions about the game out.
You can just ask me, please. It says before that the whole union of Charlotte Shulni Mahai, truly high. So, and then it said the Tanya, which implies that now we're going to have the proof of that principle. Right. Did we just go through all that to get to the bottom there where it gave you that principle?
Right.
So everything we learn along the way, Agav, getting to that proof of that point.
I'm very pleased you brought up this point because definitely once you get to the very end, that's when the Gemara speaks out, right? But in the case of the beforehand, even if you say, Hi, Kule Zika Ovid, Hi, Kule Zika Ovid, the Gemara didn't speak out there, but Hi, Kule Zika Ovid, Hi, Kule Zika Ovid, the Gemara says, okay, you pay 25% and you have to pay the remainder. And Shaitami changed back and the boy had to pay the remaining. If the Gemara didn't speak out that the reason was because of Ignos and Shitta, but because of the introduction of the Gemara, it sounds that it's also included in that. That's true. Each one did 100% of the damage, therefore each one fired 100%. But ultimately, there were two partners. So you could still say that each one should have paid 50. And once the Shaitan gets down to 25, so it's the Shaitan's profit, they got cut down. The Barabosh then paid 50, and the Shaitan paid 25. Now the 25 gets lost. It could be already there we hold this Svar. Rinoson is saying, no, Rinoson's Svar kicks in. The Barabosh has to make up that damage. My DC is starting to high, Could be, or Mehmet could be not. Could be the whole Svar of Rinoson already right there.
It could, the whole thing was an explanation of what Nelson Sheet does.
Like Robert said, it could be really right at the end of the Gemara. I mean, in the case of the old Hypalga, that's what we need this for Rinoson. But if the old Hypalga, we can have a right for that for Rinoson. Because the reason why the Barabur is tied to the 100% is because he did 100%. It's not because he's taking out a part of that. Yeah, it could be, but I'm saying. I think for the reading of the Gemara, it's mashmah, whichever way you learn, it's the chiddush of Rinoson. Whichever way you learn, even if you learn Hakulei Zekov, Hakulei Zekov, it's still a svara to say, okay, so there was Kulei Zekov. Both of us did Kulei Zekov, which is only 50-50. Each one did the whole damage. So she's only 50-50. And it goes to the other guy. So what if the other guy defaults because it's a show time? Why should I have to pay the extra? No, here's the svara of Rinoson that. If you can't get the other guy, then this guy has to make up. For instance, in the case of the koyach, this is where we're coming from. The chisel made the chisel, right? And the boy received the hammer, killed it. Did the boy do kulei zekov? Or did the boy do kulei zekov? How do you look at it? The chiseler, the hammer that startled, fell into the pit. So is it considered the body of Kurezeka or Chetzi Zeka?
Well,
exactly the same two options. That means either you say the Kurezeka or it, in which case it makes sense you should pay the whole thing. If you can get some money from the Kurezeka of Bakisha, if you can't, then you should pay the whole thing. Or you only did 15. Then we imply this principle by the
my the emphasis on the high and high, if not, you have to pay up the extra. So to answer your question, Dov, you ask, we gave our dollar but not. In this case, this price, whatever you learn, will explain to us the mission. But whichever way you learn, will explain to us the mission. I will say, Shach, the mission is, he did the whole thing, so it makes sense, he has to pay the whole thing. Or he did half, and we got this new principle, sense of animals, found inside, my dad should have shown me how you start in high, and the rest you have to make up. Yeah? So, we might start to off saying, we not need armor, called he, the left should have shown me how you start in high, right? Which is true, going to both ways. Either because you did all things, you should have to pay it. Or even if you did with all things, there's a chiddush that you have to pay because of animals' family. Yeah.
The difference with the concrete was that it's a sound, it didn't actually cause harm. It didn't inflict harm on its own, whereas the shore is inflicting harm by boring, pushing.
Same, very good. You hear what the Yeshua is saying? By the show, what we see is the instigator, the show itself could kill. Hear the sound itself can't kill. That's why the next few lines are going on. So, very good. Fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, so that is, let's go through the few questions that we have on this. Number six. What is the novelty of the Mishnah that not for the following could appear chayiv? We spoke this out about that Mishnah, we also said last week. No, what's the chiddush, the chayiv? Why shouldn't you be chayiv? Not for the following could appear chayiv. What's the chiddush of chayiv?
He wasn't the instigator.
He was an instigator.
Yeah.
So the chiddush was an instigator. Even if he was an instigator, he is chayiv. Right? Even though he was an instigator, he's chayiv. And that's the second pshat of Rashi. That was the first pshat. Yeah. Even though he was a pekach. He's chayiv, even though he wasn't a pekach. Even though the animal was a pekach, the balabai is chayiv because there's nothing he could do to stop it. The Gemara says that a chidla is potter. Why was a chidla potter?
Grandma.
Grandma of the almond. That's 100% right. He's potter, he's a grandma. Doesn't make a difference if the chidla is also the one that dug the pit. My flake is the dream.
Ashi.
Rashi, very good. Because the first time I Rashi, you put them all instances. Because he's a grandma. From the second man of Rashi, Chiddush, if he's the grandma and the one that dug the pit, then we say that you are chayiv. Right? That was the second man of Rashi. Very good. If an animal falls into a pit due to the fact that he was startled, is the owner of the pit liable? If an animal falls into a pit, due to the fact that it was startled, is the owner of the pit liable?
Yes.
If an animal falls into a pit due to the fact that it was startled, is the owner of the pit liable?
Sure.
You should know this. And none of my questions ever are one word answer. It's like a principle of mine. It's not shy for it to be one word answer.
One day is 100%, one day is
50%. You're only saying it's not legal.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe if you're saying it's not legal, maybe you say it on the real answer. If an animal falls into the pit, in fact, it was startled. It wasn't its fault. Something caused it to fall in. It was startled. Is the balaboy chayiv a bottle?
Right, that's the answer.
No, that's why I show you time. It's 25, 75. It was somebody paying 25.
So by Kaya, the Kaya is not making anything. So the Balabar pays 100%. Right? This is similar to what Yaakov said. If Shaitan is a weakling or something, you can only make to pay for it. And I grew up. And the Balabar has to pay the whole bit. The Kaya pays the whole bit. It's your smile lesson. Very good. Number 10. If an animal was pushed into a pit by another animal, who is liable to pay for damages and how much does he pay? I'll repeat it.
Well, it depends. First of all, it depends whether or not it's insured. But it's a Tom or a Moab.
Okay, very good.
Well, that's all the that's the second half of the Gemara.
That's the whole one question summarizes the whole second half. That's right. That one. So
if it's a Moab, then it's 50-50.
If it's a Moab, then it's 50-50.
According to who?
It's it.
Only Gemara Rasim.
And if it's a Rasim, then you're born.
It's
100%. If it's a Tom, he pays
50%.
According to him, not the... So that's the guy with the shirt. And what about the Balabar?
Zero.
Balabar pays not. Right? And according to him, not the... If it's a Moed,
Moed pays 100.
No.
It's
going to Rashi, he pays 100%. Going to
pays 50%.
If it's a Shaitan,
15% or 25%.
No, doesn't say that. It's a good honor. Doesn't say that. Good honor. According to Rashi, he pays 50%. And if he's just difficult to taste, he doesn't say.
It should be
25%. Yeah, okay. Fair enough, because it's a part of it. It's part of it. Very good. Now I am quite right. And according to Ibnosa, moving into Ibnosa, we want to know show, pushing another show into the pit. How much do you pay? If it's in words, it's 50-50. If it's a show time,
it's 75-75.
Very good. Okay. Why do I have a rule that the owner of the animal has to pay and the owner of the pit is exempt? Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, does it make a difference whether the animal pushed in, probably better English, whether the animal that was pushed in was a pikeach? Does it make a difference if the animal that was pushed in was a pikeach or a chirish? Rashi says it makes no difference, and Tosfos says it does. Tosfos says the pikeach has to keep what is well enough aware of pigs to keep away from it, shouldn't be pushed in by other animals. Mordechai said a very, very good Muslim on it, actually. He came to me on Thursday telling me that a person sometimes is nishal with an avarian. It's not my fault that it's pushed me in. A pikeach keeps away from things. Even he knows well enough to keep away from a mixture, even on the chance of be pushed in, you keep well away from it. Okay, that's more the kind of grass that lives with Yiddishkeit. 13. Why does Rav Nosson hold that the owner of the pit has to pay more than 50% of the damages? Why is it not capped at 50%? Two explanations in the Gemara.
Offset their liability by the amount of the other person is liable.
Very good. So if we say that the Balabar is liable really for 100%, he did 100% of the Shia, so it doesn't bother us if any pays 75%. Very good. And what's the other Shia to the Gemara? The Ben Hatchi only did 50% of the damage. He's only liable for 50%. But since the pit was down and was found in his pit, he has to pay more. And what's the logic for this ruling? Two explanations of the thesis. Either because the Balabar is considered 100% of the damage, either Gemara will fund the Gemara a little bit, or it's a Kona, the Bono.
So, question number 15, we have to read a few more lines of the Gemara for you. Omar, Omar, you need to have an open bird. Somebody left a stone on the rim of a bird. The show came along and tripped into it, the knob of a bird, and he fell into the pit. Bonham, I think it's Jemnos Rabbonon. That is a Machlekes Jemnos Rabbonon. Meaning, the same Machlekes that till now is relevant to Islam. What's the one of that question? Shita, isn't that obvious? We didn't say, obviously, the same thing. The bird was one that caused it to trip in. Sorry, the stone was one that caused it to trip in. So according to Rabbonon, he has to pay the whole thing. And according to Rabbonon, he's right up between the two of them. She said, no, now the team, I might have thought, Hossam, who don't have a ballot, only the ballot show. You know why the Baal HaBori doesn't need to pay the whole thing when there's a show together with the boy? Is because he can say, if not for my pit, your show was anywhere until the other show, and therefore we're 50-50. But here, the Moti Amari Baal Evan could say to Baal HaBori, if not for your pit, what would my stone have done? So maybe in this case, the Baal HaBori would have to pay the whole thing. Because the stone itself, he have a meat kill bot, and then I'll chip the stone, have a knock on the car, would have fallen and stood up. So what's the real thing that caused the damage? The bird. So maybe the Baal HaBori, in this case, it shouldn't be 50-50. In this case, it should be 100%. The Baal HaBori should pay the whole thing. Right? Mashalom. That not. Mashalom, the Omalei. Ilav Eben, love enough for the beer. Mashalom, he said, no. Not for your stone, it wouldn't have fallen in the beer, and therefore, it's still 50-50. So the Gemara said, that put a stone on the rim. It comes to Machlikis with Nosser Abana. Mean what? Nosser would pay, because you have Nosser, it would pay 50-50. And because you have Abana, you would pay 100% of the Baal HaBori. So the Gemara said, no, that what? I would have thought maybe here, the Baal HaBori would have to pay the whole thing. Why? Because at the end of the day, the stone wouldn't have been able to do much. So maybe the Baal HaBori would have had to pay the whole thing. Right? Masharam, no, it's 50-50. So now Shaila in the Gemara, which he didn't speak out. Who's the Chiddush in the Gemara? Mao the Tema, Ilam, Bira, the Dog. Possible, Dama, Bala, 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 Shay. Who's the Mao the Tema on? Is he going to explain a Chiddush in Rabbanon or a Chiddush in Rabbanon? Means Rabbanon says in this case 50-50. And Rabbanon in this case, the Baal HaBori has to pay the whole thing. So Moshe is a poshut. He said, no, maybe it's not a poshut. Maybe here the Baal HaBori has to pay everything. According to who? According to Rabbanon or according to Moshe?
I mean,
Chiddush in both. Chiddush in both. In both. No? Isn't it? Kundra and Osman, not it's 50-50. But now we'll say maybe the Baal HaBori has to pay the whole thing.
No, because it's no real partnership. So there's no shifting.
So there's definitely a Chiddush in Rabbanon as well. Yeah. And perhaps also in Rabbanon. But you're saying you're the instigator. No. Had your bit not been there, nothing would have happened. But lean there, the Chiddush is in Rabbanon. That's my gut feeling in this Gemara. The Chiddush is in Rabbanon. And in Rabbanon, there was no nothing. You're an instigator. Your stone, had your stone not been there, that would have fallen in. So you instigated it. That's why you have to pay. You put a pit, you put a stone there next to a pit. So you instigated it. So of course you can be fired. But Chinkle Rabbanon or Nosson doesn't hold with instigations at all. It just holds who are the partners here. Partners, maybe only the Baal HaBori is more of a partner. That's what we are on here.
So, under the bond, the bond doesn't say 100%. The bond says on the basis of the instigator, he has to be 100%, even though
He was instigated. Yes, 100%. Just in Rav Nosson, when there's a spur, who are the partners, then you can start weighing up who's bigger part. We're instigating that the Bala Evan is instigating. Yes, one more second, if you don't mind. Because Shua asked the question before. Shua asked, how can you compare Kira to the gifts of the show? The show would have killed anyway, and Kira can't kill. Right? So maybe what you mean to ask. That will all agree to ask. In the case of Zakaria, maybe.
It wouldn't be a partnership
at all, right? You can kill. That's the gross question. And Stone also, Stone itself couldn't kill. Maybe it's not called a partner as well. My son is called a partner. Why? Because together, it happens. Right? Even though the stone itself couldn't do that damage, the stone together with the pit next to the pit. Does do. So that's why, that's what I think is what the Pshat and the Gemara is. That's a bonar, it's possible to the Bala Evan. Oh, but that's Rav Nosson, Yesh Mokrim, Lord of the Mizah. Yes,
yes. It's stone on the
rim.
On the lip. I have a question on Mordechai's Chiddush, which is actually a question of Tosfos, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And also the Gemara seems to indicate that keeping the Bala bowl can say to the Bala show, if it wasn't for my pit, your animal would have killed him anyway. How is he saying that? Is it because we know he's a Mu'ad?
Yeah.
He was a Mu'ad.
Tom Olshan, okay, yeah.
Okay. So I'm also wanting to know, how did he get so close to stumbling on this rock?
To Machish.
According to Tosfos.
Machish. From this to Machish. That's what they said. Here comes the last question. Someone leaves his bike at the edge of an open manhole, and an animal trips up and falls into the manhole. Who has to pay for the damages? The person who the bike, or the area that left the manhole open. The rest of the paper damages.
Thanks.
But look at between who and who. The bike owner would have to pay for
instigator. That's wrong.
I don't have the contractual 50% of the places. And according to Rav Nosson,
yeah, why does he? No. Stone's not the one.
No,
50-50.
That's what's going to be. Right.
Indeed. Oh, no. Call it the child to put the bike there. The bike's not going to be high to pay for it. So you're going to have to go take that blood or something from the Bala Bowl.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to say, I don't believe in a halacha.
Okay, very good. So you'll say that it could be a kid put the bike there, in which case the Bala Bowl will have to pay the whole thing because of, if you can't pay from the kid, then you get from everyone. Okay, that's the rest. There's enough space to page the rest of the choice. So that is the Gemara until what we did last week. And that's not the next part of the Gemara, which is a little bit of a snarl on it. And we have to go till Amar Rama, which is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down the Gemara. Till Amar Rama. From Itma, the last word of the page, till Amar Rama. Amar Rama. Okay. Together with Rashi, not the first Rashi, all right?
Not the first Rashi,
everyone says it's not meant to be there. Tosfos says it anyway, but it's not the first Rashi, until the Rashi is about a third of the way down, show you all the stuff. But it's all the Rashi on the Gemara, and Tosfos is the second Tosfos. The first Tosfos, I think we'll leave for the time here. The second Tosfos. All right. It's the same idea that we're not in the Rabbana. We're talking about something called Shoy Psule Hamikdoshim. So I need to explain to you what that is first, otherwise it's not going to work. Shoy Psule Hamikdoshim is talking about Shoy that Hekdish that had a mum, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Right? So it's like a Mchor that had a mum. Mchor that had a mum, Mchor that had a mum, you're allowed to eat. Yeah. That's a lot. The chef is the boss goes to the Kohen, right?
Roll.
Here he gets a roll. Once he got a roll, then he shouted. So, Shoy Psule Hamikdoshim, the show that had a mum, so it's Hekdesh, and it's possible to be Hekdesh. It's possible to be offered up. It's still Hekdesh. And since it's still Hekdesh, it's Hekdesh, and we're talking about Mechori was Hekdesh, and therefore it still has certain halachas of Hekdesh. One of the halachas of Hekdesh is that Hekdesh doesn't need to pay for damages. Hekdesh, the damages don't need to pay. If a Hekdesh animal damages, the Hekdesh do not need to pay. So that's as far as we all need for the Hemshuk of this Gemara. Till Amar Allah. Say it on. Very good.
I have a question just in terms of
reading
it more. At the bottom of the some of the data says, you say that Rav Nasi Barabbanan, since Shita, where do you actually see their Shitas within? It doesn't say Amar Rav this, the Rabbanan this, and Rav Nasi this.
No, just that.
It just says, just.
Rav said, Bono the Machlikis of Nasi Barabbanan. We now come to the old machlokes of Ibn Nasr and Ibn.
So if you go extract the principles from
right. Rabbi, so if you go over there, you'll find that halacha for him. And then the Gemara said, of course, why not? Right? Why shouldn't it be? Shita. It's obvious. It's exactly the same thing. The Gemara said, no, I would have thought, at least in Ibn Nasr, that's right. At least in Ibn Nasr, that it would be different. Okay, so be well. Let's turn this off. Where's the moisture?